Questions 5 to 9.
Nowadays, we have submersibles that can withstand the immense water pressure far below the surface. One of these deep submergence vehicles, as they're called, is Alvin, which has been in use since 1964. A typical dive lasts 8 hours and descends to 4,500 meters below sea level. Alvin is used for various scientific purposes, including, in 1985 to 86, surveying the wreck of the Titanic, the ocean liner that sank in the Atlantic in 1912. The first thing you notice about Alvin is its bright red sail, displaying the name of the vessel. The sail is on top of the vehicle, at the front, and helps to maintain stability. Alvin is about 7 meters long and just over 3.5 meters high, but only a small portion of that space is available for people. This is in the pressure sphere, which is located under the sail at the front of the vessel. With a diameter of about 2 meters, there's room for 3 people, but it's a tight squeeze. Usually, there's a pilot and 2 scientists. From here, they can look out in various directions through 4 viewing ports. Alvin carries a large number of instruments, including video and still cameras mounted on the exterior at the front, along with lights for illuminating the ocean, as of course sunlight doesn't penetrate this far down. Usually there's a stowage basket mounted on a frame at the front, used to hold tools and scientific equipment. Immediately under the sail is the hatch, which has a diameter of only 50 centimetres. This is the way into the vessel. On top of the sail, there's a current meter to measure the movement of the ocean. Propulsion is provided by 6 electric thrusters, which make Alvin very manoeuvrable. 3 of them are for forward and reverse movement, 2 for vertical motion, and a final thruster, right at the back of the vessel, turns the submersible round. Now we'll turn to other uses.